Promise number 20, and I'll read it to you three times. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. Today, we're beginning a five-part section of promises that I've given the header of, He is giving us His own inner life. It wasn't enough for Jesus to show us His life, to give His life to set us free, to come back to life, to ascend to heaven for us, to send the Holy Spirit who was His life. No. He absolutely required the direct transmission of both the quality and quantity of heavenly life that filled every day of His earthly life. He would have us drawing from the same well every day. Nothing is meant to be any different for us as it was for Him. So, we begin with His justly famous promise of, quote, life to the full. To properly get at the infinite weightiness attached to taking on Jesus' own inner life, it's important to notice the inversion He's put in play. The thief, the evil one, the tempter, Satan, not the opposite of Himself. That would be giving Satan far too much credit. The thief, this renegade upstart angel, comes, he plans, he travels, he arrives, he only has a single strategy with three intertwined tactical plans to steal and kill and destroy. He only wants to take away those pieces of life that tend toward connection with the Godhead. Thievery is his first line of attack there. And he only looks to bodily murder every single human alive. It would be the simplest thing for him to see every life extinguished outside of eternal salvation. And he only, in the absence of either stealing or outright murder, is perfectly happy with the outcome of pointless destruction. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Anything outside these tactics are activities we assign to Satan. He is an uncomplicated spirit. His strategy and tactics are static. But on the other hand, on the plane where human life is meant to be wrapped into the life of God, we find our wonderful Jesus. I have come that they, that you may have life and have it to the full, just like He did. If the evil one would rob of, Jesus of Nazareth would give to, grant us everything that a son, a daughter of God gets. His inner life plan is to overwhelm our human sensibilities with draft after draft of the Holy Spirit, His life, His presence. Not a little drip drop, a flood of His bestowal, His giving of His own inner life. And if the evil one would murder, Jesus would be murdered, be slain, so that the curse of death is swallowed up in life forever. He would so disarm our former fear of death and dying that life becomes the sweetest possible experience of communion with His life. Life that knows no earthly or heavenly end. Life that keeps on coming till we outage the stars and sky. And finally, if the evil one is busy with all kinds of destruction, Jesus is infinitely more willing to get down to all kinds of acts of construction. His is an inward ministry of building up, of setting foundations and footers in the inner life so that we may take our place in the household of God. Your life is being formed and fitted perfectly, precisely, exactly for the position it holds in the stonework of heaven. The whole thing hinges upon the part that He is shaping in you. Your inner life's formation is foundational to the work of the way. I have come that they, that you, may have life and have it to the full. My friend, if your experience of this promise and its fruit has been of a limited nature to date, I'm encouraging you, knock it off. Stop perceiving that self-limited portions of partaking of his life means that he is limited. You just haven't begun to feast yet. You haven't begun to possess what's properly yours. You've conflated less than full experience with a less than robust life of your Savior. Don't do that. Stop doing that. Instead, today, what if you said to him, Jesus, I want it all. I want everything on offer in this arrangement. Your gift of life, the life you gave, the life you would build. Come and possess the fullness of my inner life. Come fully, Jesus, with the fullness of your own life. I'm promising you that he is faithful to fulfill that promise. I mean, he promised it right here, didn't he?